Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Okay, cheers. This is a terrible sound. These do not clink well. Welcome to episode 53 of the Sisters Like Us podcast with our cute new cups.
If you guys are watching, you can see our little cups. My wonderful roommate, Cindy Wade, whom I talk about once an episode, got these for us for Christmas, as well as, literally, you guys almost have to come to YouTube to see this because it's...
Charlie's trying to scratch the chair.
This wine bottle with, like, a custom... label of like our logo or thing.
It's so cute.
And I guess Charlie's pretty cute too.
Char.
But yeah, so a little Sauvignon Blanc for us, but.
However, that is not what we're drinking today because it was my week to get something. And so when I was at Trader Joe's earlier this week, I think it was like maybe week two or three that we were trying drinks. Like, it was very early when we added. Well, we did, like, a handful of seltzers, and then finally I was like, I need something that's try not something a seltzer.
Because there's so many seltzers, so it's so easy to try a ton of seltzers.
And so I got the Trader Joe's Everything But the Bartender Margs, which we loved. That was, again, like, sometime last summer. And so when I got those, this wasn't there. And then this past week, I was browsing Trader Joe's, and I saw these Everything But the Bartender Cosmos, and they looked so good.
And the
I
box love a Cosmo. Just so cute.
And it's like, Valentine's Day.
It's pink. It's lovely. And that's also why we're... Well, obviously, everything's always pink, but... A little laughing at the fact that you didn't change.
It's I know. Like I blend in with the chairs. Like, I said I was going
to
change.
To a T. Like, it is the exact color where I'm, like, strikingly different because I'm wearing white. But anyways, I didn't realize this year that I don't have a lot of pink at all.
What do you mean you realize this year? Do you normally have pink?
Like, just, like, this Valentine's.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's your little Cosmo.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. They're so cute. So it does say on the box that you can either pour it over ice or... drink it straight out of the can. I feel like a Cosmo out of a can is weird. I mean, what would have been the best is if we had brought, like, martini glasses, but we wanted to use these.
Yeah, but also if we did martini glasses, like, well, I guess, yeah, they're cold. Whatever. We're going to drink out of
it. Like, it keeps it cold.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put the lid on, though.
No.
Okay.
Well, okay. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. My gosh, they're just so
cute. Oh, I literally already opened mine.
That's all right. Oh, the sound.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay. 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 All right, actually, cheers.
Actual cheers now. Smells good. Oh, I think it's delicious.
It's delicious. It's strong.
I mean, it's supposed to be. It's a martini. But I don't think it tastes strong in, like, a bad way.
We've been drinking wine for a while.
Well, that's part of the problem, too, is this is not our first drink of the night.
I fear.
Yeah, we had a little Galentine's with Mom before she leaves for Hawaii tomorrow. Tough life of mom. They're going for their 15th wedding anniversary, though. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
They got married. I feel like we've told this story on the pod before, but just in case you haven't heard it or you need to hear us bitch about it again, I almost feel bad bitching about it, but Mom and Mark got married 15 years ago in Hawaii, literally just the two of them. They have 6 children and none of us.
We literally talked about this last week.
That none of us were invited to the wedding in Hawaii?
We talked about this whole entire situation.
Oh, okay. I'm still bitter, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah. So, they're doing that, which... Also, it's Valentine's Day. When you guys listen to this, it'll be a week past, but... What?
Nothing.
It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to those who celebrate, I suppose.
This is how we're celebrating, because my husband is still out of town. So...
And I'm single.
Although, we were working on that earlier today. Getting Allie not single.
For a long time, I was, like, kind of... You guys are just kind of, like, know my dating life, I think I've decided.
That's what the segment could be. It's just an update on Allie's dating life.
Well, just so you guys know, it's never going to be, like, in detail because, like, that's crazy.
No, yeah.
But for a very long time, as you guys know, like, I've been kind of in, like, this phase of, like, yeah, like, I'm not really, like, trying to date. Like, I'm kind of just focusing on myself. And I feel like I focused on myself for, like, a year and a half. And I'm, like... I still am, and I think the whole point is, like, you still can do that while you're, like, getting to know people.
Well, you're never going to be... First off, you're never going to be done working on yourself, and you're never going to be done growing, and the goal is to find somebody who will grow with you.
Right. So, Anyways, got a date coming up that I planned literally tonight, which is funny. But yeah, I'm just kind of like getting myself out there, like, cause you know, why not?
Why not?
So that's the tea.
So fun. Okay, so I had a couple. I put a couple things on a list. Did you watch Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. I did watch the Super Bowl with my friends.
Fun.
Did
you actually watch any of the Super Bowl, or did you just like go for the snacks?
Went for the snacks, but I really enjoyed the halftime show.
Actually. I did too. No, I really did too.
And like, I feel like when we talked about the Grammys, like I was kind of like with like Kendrick Lamar winning, and just because of like everything, and like I think, you know, the beginning of his performance, I was like, oh, like, what's going on? Yeah. And then I was like, wait, this is really iconic.
Yeah.
And, like, the symbolism and, like, everything about it was just so freaking cool. And I've just absolutely loved it.
Yeah. No, I did too. It was amazing. And it was definitely made up for the fact that the game was absolutely shit. And, like, at halftime, like, 24-0 at halftime is, like, not what you want in a Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, you want it to be a good game. And so it was just, like, exactly what we needed in that moment. And
yeah. And I know that you, like, don't like the Eagles, obviously.
Yeah, I really struggled with this game because yeah. I can't possibly fathom cheering for the Eagles as a Cowboys fan. But I also didn't necessarily want to see the Chiefs win again.
Right.
So I kind of really just wanted both teams to lose. But what I will say is even though the Chiefs lost, their two touchdowns were scored by Xavier Worthy, who went to Texas. And so he set the new rookie record for wide receivers in a Super Bowl. It was the first time a Longhorn has scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl. So, like, it was pretty epic that he still had a great game.
And That's lovely.
But the Chiefs lost, so.
And, you know, it's funny because I feel like the Chiefs, like, you know, they won last year.
And the year before that.
And the year before that. So it's kind of like, you know, it's fine. And I'm honestly like, you know, obviously you guys know I don't know a lot about sports, but like, I'm kind of like, you know, happy for the Eagles. Great. Like,
yeah,
good for you.
So it's hard because as a Cowboys fan, I hate the Eagles.
Right.
And Eagles fans, sorry if you're an Eagles fan, but you know it, are the most annoying fan base. Like, they are just awful. They like destroy their city when they win things. Like, it's just obnoxious. There's a lot of players on the Eagles right now.
There's a kid who died.
Yes, after they won the NFC Championship. He fell off a fucking light pole. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm just like, the fan base bothers me. And they're mean to visitors that come to their stadium. Like, they're not nice. There are players, though, on the team right now, like Saquon and their quarterback, that I really respect. And they seem like genuinely good guys. And I'm happy for them.
And I'm happy that that rookie scored a touchdown. What's his last name?
Oh, the defensive player. What is
he's like young name? It's like his first season.
Yeah, but he was on the defense, the pick six. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was cute, but yeah, anyways, it's, yeah, I mean, I kind of just went to watch.
I know. Yeah,
like, so
yeah, I mean, it was, as football games go, it was not a great football game, but, and there were some good commercials, there were some cute ones.
I love how Alex Earl was in like so many of them.
I know. There were so many, like,
I saw a comment that someone also thought, like, Alex Earl and Alex Cooper were the same person.
Okay, I'm glad it's not just me.
Yeah,
I know they're not.
It, I will say it is a millennial thing. I think that's why it's, like,
okay, that's,
I think,
funny.
Because, only because Alex Cooper is your age, and Alex Earl is my age. And I think that because they're used, like, intertwined, like, in, because they're both really popular right now, and, like, always.
And Alex Earl is Call Her Daddy.
No, Alex Cooper is Call Her Daddy.
And then who's Alex Earl?
Alex Earl is literally just a TikTok influencer.
Okay. So, Kylie Kelsey, who I can't remember. So, rewind. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelsey.
Correct.
Right? Plays for the Chiefs. Mm. His older brother, Jason Kelsey, played for the Eagles.
Okay.
He is retired. His wife, Kylie Kelsey, also a huge Eagles fan, born and raised Philadelphia. She started a new podcast like 2 months ago that I've been loving.
Yeah, you said this also last week.
Okay, she was on Call Her Daddy as part of like Super Bowl week. Like, that's who Alex had on for Super Bowl week was Kylie Kelsey. I haven't listened to it yet, but I want to.
Like, really started like listening to Alex Cooper, like followed her stuff, you would really like her.
Right. How old is she? You said she's my age, but like,
watch her be like not. And I'm like talking out of my ass.
She's 30. So, okay. Yeah, I mean, closer to my age than she is to your age.
And then Alix Earle is also spelled A-L-I-X.
Oh, that should help in terms of figuring out which one's which.
It's 24, but, so she's my
age. Yeah, okay, so that makes sense.
And it's hard because, yeah, like, this is Alix Earle.
Yeah, they look the same. I'm glad it's not just...
And Alix Earle is dating Braxton Berrios, who played for Dolphins.
Okay.
Or is dating him, and he plays
for the Dolphins. Yeah. Yeah. So, there's a lot of football overlap going on there. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good Super Bowl. We were down in Houston with Sam's family, and so, who are not a bunch of football fans. So, I was definitely one of the only people that actually, like, was paying attention.
Speaking of that, I was, like, thinking about, like, one day, like, when I have a family and, like, all that, and, like, am I going to be, like, a football family that, like, watches the Super Bowl and, like, does it? And I think...
It'll depend, I think, on who you end up with.
Yes, but I also think that, like, I'm kind of slowly, like, okay, like, this is, like, kind of a big sport, like, whatever. So I, you know, maybe 5 years from now, I'm, like, really into football.
Yeah. But again, I think if you end up with somebody who is really into it, then it'll be easier and you'll be like, I'm ready to dive in.
Right.
Or if you end up with somebody who doesn't give a shit, I wouldn't be surprised if you continue the way you are.
Right.
Like, to be honest, Sam was kind of indifferent to football when he met me, but I'm a huge fan. He is now. Wait, he had never done fantasy football when he met me, and he's cut some of them back now. He was in 5 leagues at one point. It was intense. So, like, yeah, it could just be who you end up with. But
yeah.
And then maybe you'll become a fan of whatever team they like.
Yeah, true.
Well, I know. Right now, the Cowboys are just making the fucking stupidest decisions ever. And it's so frustrating that I'm, like, about to be a Bears fan.
No.
The Bears are making better moves in the offseason than the Cowboys are.
So. I love, like, I definitely have talked about this before, how I, like, know nothing about football, but because of what my family says or people around me say, I, like...
Can't reverse.
I gather this information in my head and, like, you know, store it for when it really matters. And I'm like, so when she's like, oh, I'm going to be a Bears fan, I'm like, oh, no, like, the Bears sucked this... Like, you know what
I mean?
Like,
and they did, but...
Right, and I know that because I store that information.
But the Cowboys also sucked, so, like, it's...
I know, and so every time I'm like... Oh, I was born in Texas. Oh, yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. Wish I wasn't this season. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, because I don't know. But I know that they know that it was a bad season.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways.
Yeah. Football. Look at you. Look at you. Like, 5 minutes on football. Wow.
Yeah.
So fun. Okay. Somebody commented and asked us to talk about the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni
situation. I feel like that goes in with, like, topics I don't want to talk about.
That's fair. I also don't actually know all the
information. I will say to that, I don't feel educated enough to speak on it, which is the case with a lot of things. I just don't want to sit here and, like, run my mouth about something that, totally.
I don't know.
I'm not well enough, like, educated about. I will say that I don't see myself, like, leaning towards either side because, again, I just don't know enough about it. I think the more I think about the movie, the more I'm like, yeah, it was good when we were in the theaters, but, like, have I watched it since? Absolutely not.
Well, I said that the second we walked out of the movie theaters, I said, I never want to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
I mean, we read the book, and so I'm glad we saw the movie, but it was so uncomfortable.
Was it a great interpretation of the book?
Yeah. I thought it was good interpretation. It's just that the subject matter is so...
I was upset the minute Blake Lively got casted in that, and
that's true.
I communicated that from one of the first episodes of Sisters Like Us, like, how I was upset about that, because I don't think that, like, she was the correct role. I'm sorry, but if it's, like, a book adaptation, which most book adaptations are not, like, really well-known actresses, like, actors and actresses, I think that sometimes, yes... But a lot of the time...
So that's the first time you've said that, though. Like, you complained more about her age and her, like, hair color when she first got cast. Yes,
definitely her age, but also, like, I did say that Colleen Hoover definitely wanted it to make it really big, so she wanted really big names in the movie, which is great, but, like...
No, I like what you're saying. I think you're right.
Like,
I think
most book adaptations, for example, they're in the process of creating People We Met on Vacation by Emily Reed into a movie, right? They're choosing Tom Blythe, I think it is, and then the, exactly, and then the actress is Emily something, who was in My Lady Jane, which is, like, a short series, exactly, but they're, like, smaller,
not names, but just not like Blake Lively.
I know them.
Right, but not Blake Lively, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if they can, and so I think what happened is people anticipated so much more from this film, and it didn't give that. It gave, like, I was uncomfortable also with the fact that, like, I'm just like, what am I
yeah, watching? Well, that's how I it just felt uncomfortable. It's one thing to,
like,
read.
Respectfully to, like, Blake Lively, if she was, like, Serena age range in right. that, it would have been very different. Like, yeah,
I think you're right.
And I think now that, like, everything's, like, come out about everything, it makes it even more uncomfortable to watch. And, like, I don't, just as someone who's, like, always been, like, oh, I love Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, like, I don't, but I also don't have this, like, bias towards them where I'm like, oh, it's, like, them or anything. Like, I just, I don't, and I remember I also said on the podcast, I don't like Justin Baldoni, and I wasn't happy that he was also directing it and then casting
and
himself.
Starring, yeah.
And he was fucking weird the whole entire film, too. So, I don't know. Like, it's a mess, and I have, I guess I do have a lot to say on it, but I don't have enough.
Well, you do and you don't. Yeah, yeah. There's not, like you said, I don't feel like we're educated enough.
I think what makes me sad is, like, this, It Ends With Us is the book that got me into reading. And I'm sad that it's turned into this. Because I think it also is the book that got a lot of people into reading.
I think, well, because, yeah, because Colleen Hoover popped off on TikTok and, like, she basically started book talk. Not her, but, like, her books, I feel like, started book talk.
Well, and speaking of book adaptations, do you have anything to say on...
No, we can move on.
They are casting casting the Fourth Wing series, and there's a lot of, like, rumors of, like, who it's going to be, and I know I said last week that it was going to be, like, the girl who played Renesmee from Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, like, a perfect example of, like, that's exciting, right? Because we haven't seen this actress in anything since Twilight. It's not like they're grabbing, like,
the girl, the lead from Twilight. I mean, she would be too old at this point, but like, you know, something like that. What the hell's her name?
Yeah,
Kristen, like, Stewart.
Like, really bad example, but they're not grabbing, like, Zendaya to, like, do this, like, big part. You know, like, that would be very, like, Colleen Hoover of them to grab someone like Zendaya and, like, Jacob Elordi to play, like, Zayden or something. Like, and it's like, okay. Or we could choose people that, like, you know, smaller names that are, like, getting out there, and I love that. And I think Rebecca Yarros, like, actually had a lot to say in who was being cast in. And so there's been, like, kind of rumors on TikTok of, like, who it's going to be. I don't know their names, but, like, I think one of them's name was, like, Emilio, and the other ones is, like, I don't know who's going to play Zayden, but...
I did see somewhere where Rebecca Yarros said that Zayden is not white, and...
He's not, yeah.
Yeah, but that was really important to her in that casting. And the irony is, this was on my list, is that I reread Fourth Wing, and I loved it just as much the second time, and I picked up so many little nuggets that I did not get the first time, just, like, little things. I'm not going to say any, like, major spoilers, but, like, just little one-liners of, like, the way that they described her mom and, like, all these kinds of things. But I noticed all the, I was very... Like, I paid attention to the descriptions of the characters, like, their skin color and their hair type and, like, that kind of stuff. And so I thought that was super interesting because I've seen a lot of also things on Instagram about, like, you know, who people would want to cast. And it's like, there is still some interpretation to, like, for, like, what authors describe and then what gets cast. But there is definitely some specific things that the author said. And it's like, don't go against that.
Yeah. And I respect that. And I think, I'm really excited for that adaptation.
And I think I've said this before. It's a TV series, right?
Correct. Not,
okay, good. Because the thickness of those books
so heavy.
Could not be a movie.
No. If it was a movie, it would be a series of movies.
It would have to be.
Right. It would be Fourth Wing, Iron Flamen.
No. Even that, I think even Fourth Wing would need to be two movies, and Iron Flame would need to be, like, seven.
And that would have
You know what I mean?
Me off.
Yeah, like, but just in general.
Because it would have been, like, 2025, and then it would have been like 2030. And I'd be like, great, I'm over it.
Well, and
speaking of series that take a very long time.
Hold on, I know where you're going, because that's on my list too.
The trailer?
Is there a trailer? I just saw photos.
Okay,
hold on. Hold on. I know what you're talking about, though. Because I feel like Harry Potter was created at a time. We've talked about this, that I am a huge Harry Potter fan. I grew up with it.
It was spaced out very nicely.
Well, I was just going to say that it was created before turning books into series was really a thing. Right? They just kind of did movies. And so there's a little bit from some of the earlier books that they don't do justice because the movies are relatively short. Yeah. And then they finally just started, like, making longer movies. And then finally, by the seventh one, they're like, okay, we're going to split it up into two. But then so many other, like, movies tried to do that, like Twilight. I mean, not tried, they did that. Divergent tried and failed. So it's like, that's the problem when you turn a book into a movie, a right. dense fantasy book like that, or YA dystopian book like that. But I loved it, Fourth Wing, the second time. I'm, I don't know, maybe a quarter of the way through Iron Flame at this point. And I am just rereading them so I can get to Onyx Storm. But I did a palate cleanser before Fourth Wing, and I read, it was one of the Emily Henry ones. Beach Read?
Never finished that one.
Really?
I've said before, I think on the podcast, where I feel like there's Emily Read people and there's Colleen Hoover people. And Emily Read is like reading a rom-com.
Emily Henry.
Emily Read. Who the fuck is Emily Read?
I don't know, but just the word Read. Emily Henry.
Emily Henry is like reading a rom-com. Which I think is great,
yeah.
But I like a book that has a little bit more to it than just, like, they end up together or, like, whatever. Whereas, like, Colleen Hoover, I'm like, someone's dead. There's a plot twist. There's, like, you know, something happening, and I enjoy that more than, like, Book Lovers was cute, like, whatever.
So here's the thing. Those are the only two I've read. Book Lovers and now Beach Read.
I literally started People We Meet on Vacation because it's coming out with a movie. Right. And I was like, I'm going to, you know, this is like a nice, like, whatever. I'm like,
Are the main characters authors in that book too? Because I just was like, are all the main characters authors at this? The two I've read are.
I'm just like, I'm like.
Yeah.
And like, if it's going to be a rom-com, like, at least make it rated R. Like, I don't.
That's true.
Like,
that's
fair. Like, it's not that I'm like a big smut person. Like, I don't need it in every book, but like, also.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it is like reading a rom-com, and it's a lot more about the characters and not the plot. Like, it's a character-driven book, not a plot-driven book.
Yeah.
So.
But I've talked about, like, I read this year Binding 13 and Keeping 13, which I thought were fucking phenomenal, and, like, I still think about them, like, as characters. Like, it was a very beautiful book. Like, I really do like it. But, yeah, I don't know, something about Colleen Hoover. I really hope Verity... The adaptation of Verity is better.
Yeah.
But again, it's big names. Anne Hathaway is playing Verity. Like, who's playing
that?
Who's
story?
Playing Bowen again?
I don't know. But that story is also just better than it ends up.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
So I think it'll be a better movie just because of that.
Oh, Dakota Johnson.
Is playing Bowen.
And then Josh Hartnett is playing.
Oh, yeah. It's easier to do big names for those characters, though, because they're also older.
And I'm excited for Housemaid.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be wild.
So many this year.
So the guy who plays Atlas is playing the husband in Housemaid.
When did those movies come out?
Let's see. I think they just started filming.
Oh, okay. So not, like, this year.
Probably not. Verity just says 2025 or later. Oh, Housemaid comes out Christmas.
Okay, fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay. Bridgerton. So I didn't actually see a trailer. I just saw pictures. I saw photos.
It was less of a trailer and more of like just like showing everybody.
Okay, well, I saw like a photo reel of them. Like it was on the actual like Netflix Instagram account, and it was like something for the ton, and it was just like pictures.
This is what I saw.
Okay. Oh my god, they're all so cute. So fun.
And I'm excited because... Okay, go ahead.
I respect that it takes a long time.
Like, there's epic. So much that goes into
there's
it.
There's so much that goes into it.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like I saw that they're also starting season two of nobody wants this. Mm-hmm. And like, that's
he easier. Won the Critics' Choice Awards for.
Yeah, I love that.
It's okay. So sad though, because they lost their house.
Yeah. The fires. Yeah. The thing that's not in that little trailer that's in the photos that I saw is there's a baby. Colin and Penelope have a baby.
Yeah, that's in the last episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, but he's like a toddler and he's so cute and his little red hair.
Yeah. I just rewatched all of Bridgerton, so they show them on there.
I forgot there was a baby at the end. Oh, so cute.
They're my favorite.
Baby.
No, well, so they are my favorite because I love Luke Newton, the guy who plays Colin, but nothing will beat season 2 right now. Mm. Like, Anthony and Kate.
Well, he's so hot. I mean, I guess they're all hot. Let's be real.
Mr. Jonathan Bailey. God, the men don't deserve him.
I'm just still so pissed about, I don't remember his name from season 1, that, because I feel like Daphne's character would have been around so much more for her siblings. What is his name? John
Simon?
Claude.
Simon.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of
Simon? No.
Yeah, Simon.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
I was trying to think of the actor's name. Anyway, I just feel like Daphne's character would have had so much more to do with her siblings' like lives. But they can't have like her without him, without writing all these stupid excuses. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with your hair?
Well, if it folds over, that means it's healthy. It's definitely not healthy though, given I bleach it every 8 weeks, but.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, I'm excited for Bridgerton, even if it's going to take forever.
I love Bridgerton. Sneak peek today. It's so good.
So fun. Speaking of TV, we bought tickets.
Dancing with the Stars live! And guess who we're gonna see?
So, let's rewind a little bit.
What the fuck just came out of my mouth?
Okay, stop. Okay, anyway. Also, this is delicious.
It's really good.
It does so good. Okay, so Dancing with the Stars, which we talked about every week in the fall, goes on tour, if you didn't know. They go on tour and they perform. And last year, I didn't watch the season, and so Mom and Allie and Lindsay went, and they paid a pretty penny for...
More than what we paid. I think I paid...
For way worse seats.
Maybe
I don't get to say what we paid, but I'm just saying.
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Well. I paid $175, I think, for that ticket.
And not good seats.
I was at the very back wall
of
the bottom floor. And so now, looking at it, when I was getting the tickets for this year, I knew,
where to sit.
Yeah.
Well, so first off, the original tour dates had Chicago on for this past weekend.
It was on February 8th.
And Allie, originally we talked about it, and I was like, the prices, by the time, we didn't buy tickets, when they went on sale. We were looking at resale tickets. And they were still more than I was willing to pay. Like, yes, I loved watching the season, and I will continue to watch, but I was like, that is just not what I'm willing to pay. And
there were no pros, no stars. So, at most of the shows, the stars that are going on tour will, be there. But they're only on for certain shows. And for the Chicago show, none of them was coming except for Steven,
Steven's doing the whole thing. He's doing the whole tour. Yeah, nobody extra or special was coming to Chicago. Now, it worked out because I ended up having to be out of town. So, it's, I guess a good thing that we didn't get tickets. But they announced that they extended dates?
So they extended dates. And essentially what happened is, Leslie, had texted me and said, oh my God, they extended to April 19th. 10 minutes later, Lindsay texted me and was like, dude, we got tickets for this weekend. And I was like, shit.
So we're trying to decide.
I'm like, what do I do? Do I pay money to go this weekend and have really good seats, or do I try to get the pre-sale code and try to get tickets so that we can all go? And I was like, you know what, no, I'm gonna try to get these pre-sale tickets. If I don't get it, it's not meant to be, whatever. And I'm not kidding you guys, imagining what a Dancing with the Stars pre-sale fight is compared to
Taylor Swift.
It blows my mind because the Sabrina Carpenter, like, you cannot get anything. It's not possible.
It, like, yeah, things kept leaving your car. Yeah.
And, like, when I'm in this Dancing with Stars pre-sale, every single seat I chose disappeared. I'm like, disappear, disappear. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. And I finally get some, and I'm like, I'm literally at, like, a networking coffee also with, like, someone, and I'm like, I'm so sorry I'm doing this. This is really important.
I was, like, in my mother-in-law's car on the way
from the airport. I'm like, I really just have to do this right now. But, you know, we're all the way to the right, but the best part is we're the four end seats.
Right.
So we're not, like, in the middle. I already called dibs on the end seat because I got the tickets. And
Miss, I usually like to be in between people. I'm surprised that you're not.
Why would I want to be in between people?
Because you like to like have somebody on the side and somebody.
No,
on
I want
to
be on the end.
Oh, I understand that on the aisle. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So then, who gets to sit next to you, Leslie? And then me, and then Mom.
Probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyways, so we're on the very right side, but
like we're in the right section, but we're on the left aisle right, of that.
But we're in 106, so it's like, and we're in row. I think
J is always on.
Or K? U? Maybe it might be U.
I don't feel like it was that far back, but whatever.
Whatever. Wherever it is, we, like, looked up what it looked like from there.
It looks good.
Yeah. Whatever. So, but we only paid, like, before tax, like, $77. It was a $77. I'm like, I'm just going to grab these. Like, whatever. Like, you know, so.
Yeah. It's also hard when you're.
And Joey and Jenna are going to be at
the
show.
That's the whole point. Yeah. Yes. Joey and Jenna, who won, are going to be at our show. And April 19th works way better in my life than this past weekend did.
And we can, like, kind of early celebrate Leslie's birthday.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
And last year, Lindsay and I went to Redhead After, so maybe we'll go to Redhead After because it'll be Saturday.
Yeah. Are you getting up with Lyle the next day, though?
No, I mean, you don't have to come. I mean, Leslie will go.
Okay. So. I'm excited.
It'll be, it's actually so much
fun. No, and I see all the clips.
And it was fun. Like, when we went, it was just, like, I was not going to put myself in a position where I was going to be in those seats and pay that much again.
Oh, what I was going to say was, I think what's hard is we were texting and it was like, you know, I was willing to spend money, but I wasn't willing to spend a shit ton of money for terrible seats.
I think $100 was like.
Oh, I am down with that. But I didn't want to say, like, my max was 100, and then you tell me, like, well, you could only sit in the balcony, because you didn't know. Nobody knew.
No, and that's why I was like.
It was so hard.
Right, and that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to have to just tell them what because I didn't know what it was going to be at pre-sale either.
And that's what's hard, is that you can't. I wish, like, if they did whatever, even regular sale. I get that you can't buy them until that time. At least let me, like, browse. Let me look at where the prices change. Like, what row am I going for? Like, you know what I mean? Because there's, like, so much, like, there's so many decisions to be made.
Yeah.
And so that kind of pisses me off that they don't let you do that. And then you're, like, in this fight for your life and you don't even know.
Well, and when I had gotten into it, I started off at, like, 200 person in line that was, like, 94. And, like, I got in there and all of the center seats were gone by the time I got in there. But when I clicked on them, people paid, like, you know, like, $150 for them. And that, like, blew my mind. Because I was, like... Because, like, when I bought them last year, like, from what it looked like, we were, like, in a good spot because we were in the middle. But the what I didn't notice is that we were past that, like, pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, being behind that path... And I was... When I saw where we were sitting, I was, like...
Oh, yuck. Yeah.
I was, like, is that... A joke?
Yeah.
Or...
Well, and did you... What stars did you have last year?
Charity. So...
I mean, she was good.
Yeah. But...
I'm excited. I've seen the clips on Instagram that, like... Because I follow a handful of the pros and the clips that they
see, and now it's fun because you know the pros too.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, me and Leslie know, like, all of their names, all of their lures, everything, and, like, you pretty much do too. And, like,
the ones on the tour, I feel like I do for the most part.
So it makes it more, like, entertaining for sure.
I know I gave you so much shit during the regular season because I definitely think that Daniela and Dwight needed to go. Because he just wasn't putting in the effort.
No,
But I do love Daniela.
Love her.
I mean, I'm always going to be team mom at this point. Like, and just Jenna. Like, I am always going to be, like, they're fucking taking their kid on tour. Like, this kid, I mean, they're taking one of their moms is with them, too, which is so cool. But, like, to me, that's just so cool.
You know what the coolest part about this show is going to be? It's their last show.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
It's the very last
show. Oh, that's so fun, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be great. So,
I mean, I wish it wasn't in the suburbs, but...
I mean, it's Rosemont, so it's like suburbs, but it's not like it's going to be like...
make mom drive, I'm assuming.
I mean, she offered to drive last time. Yeah, so, exciting
stuff. Yay! Okay, that's it. That was a lot of things, but those were all the things on my list. Anything else new with you?
What's new with me?
I feel like we're making good progress on the house. It doesn't look like it from the seats we're sitting in right now because this is the room
you are, though.
Yeah, this is the room I just keep throwing shit in when I, like, want it to be out of the other spaces. But everything above this floor is looking really good. And now that I borrowed mom's drill because mine is, like, MIA, I have not been able to find it, I'm going to get some more things hung, and it's, like, it's coming along.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't help this week that Sam was still out of town and Lila got sick. That really slowed down my progress on the house. Mm-hmm. I just did not have the capacity to go above and beyond. But
yeah.
We're making progress. My desk should be here tomorrow. My chair arrived today. I haven't put it together, though.
Where are you going to put your desk?
In the bedroom, like against the wall. You know, like the dresser's over there, the other wall.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I just feel like, I mean, yeah, I could make space down here for a desk, but I feel like having a door is what I need.
Yeah, valid.
More so than, like, space. Like, there's plenty of space for a desk there.
Mm-hmm. Let's do something fun.
Uh-oh. House updates aren't fun.
I keep looking up superlatives to do with your sister, and it comes up as sorority sister.
Superlatives? Like, what?
Okay, yeah, these all suck, so I have nothing to share.
I came with all these topics. You can't come up with one thing?
Okay, well, I'm overwhelmed.
No, just, like, talk about something.
Who's most likely to shave their head? For some reason.
Like, neither of us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Most likely to start their own business.
Excuse me.
Cheers.
So far, we're neither and both.
If you had the entire world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
Holy shit. That's a really big question.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean...
Okay, if you had to work, but money was not an object, what would you do?
That's a fun question. Does it have to be something that I actually could do?
No, like, this is anything. Like, if...
I would be, like, a performer.
I think same. Of some kind.
I would be, like, I would want to be in, like, the ensemble of a Broadway show.
I think we would both be in the creative world, mm-hmm. And I think... This is kind of sappy, but, like... I think I would still plan weddings.
That's really cheesy.
I just, because so much of my job is like making like people happy and I'm good at it and I want to do it. Like when I think about doing it, like even my side business, like I'm not doing it for the money.
Yeah, I feel like that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. But I do, I was literally talking to my roommates today. I was like, I want to get back on a stage so bad, but I have, like, the reoccurring nightmare of, like, performing and forgetting my lines.
Yeah.
And, like, my dream last night, I was Glinda on Broadway, and Lakin was front row, and I had to bullshit the entire show. I had no practice, just from basic knowledge, I had to do the entire show.
That's amazing. What a dream.
I did act one.
What a dream.
And you told me that I was in your top 10 of all the Glindas that you've ever seen.
So that's so funny that
you haven't even seen 10.
You're right. I've seen 3.
Correct. Which is why it's funny.
4 if you count the movie. I think we should try to find something to perform. We've talked about this, like, finding, like, a community theater.
And I would really love to do just something ensemble, just be a part of the community. And, like, just, like...
Me too. I also, and Sam's over here, like, I want to be the star.
That's fine. We can...
We'll be in the ensemble and Sam can be the star.
Yeah. I'm looking at these and one of the questions is, can I get you another drink?
I know. I thought we would actually bump into these second two, but I don't think we're going to get there. Is your drink gone? Oh, wow.
Okay. Would it be harder for you to do dry January or dry dry caffeine, like no coffee or tea?
Well, so it's funny you say that because I saw a Instagram reel because I'm a millennial. In January, that was fuck dry January. I've been pregnant twice. That's 18 dry Januaries. I'm good to go for 18 years. And I was like, that's right. Cutting alcohol was so much easier than limiting my caffeine intake when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, it was...
I was like, it would be easier for me to cut alcohol than it would be coffee any day.
1,000%. And during my first trimester, when actually, like, coffee sounded awful and, like, made me nauseous, it wanted to die. It was so bad. Mm-hmm. I was so sad. So, totally easier. Yeah, no. Don't take my caffeine.
If you could settle down and live in a different state or city, where would it be?
Do I get to, like, bring my family with me?
Right, like, no, right, of course. Right. But, like, don't think of any of the impact. Like, what is some place that you would love
to live?
Like, not just live. Like there's a lot of places I want to, like, live for a year, like, whatever. But, like, where do you want to, like, really settle? Like, where, if you got to choose and nothing was in your way, like, where would you choose to start, continue your family?
I already started my family. That's a really good question. Do you have an answer?
It's hard for me because I think because I'm so young and there's so many places that I've thought about, like, oh, like, I could live there for a year. And I don't think I'm going to get to that place until, like, my business is, like, I'm focused on just my business. And I, like, do have that opportunity to, like, travel and, like, go places. Because I know that, like, I'd love to live in California for a year. I'd love to go to South Carolina. Like, I'd love to go. Like, there's places I want to live. Here's the thing. I love Chicago with all my heart. It would be really hard for me to, like, leave Chicago. And I think it does have a lot to do with family, but it's also just because it's such a great city to be in. I could see myself in, like, I think I've said honestly on the pod before, I could see myself in, like, the Carolinas. And I don't know why, but it's just, like, something about it, I'm like, you know, it's not, like...
Well, I considered Charlotte before I met Sam.
Yeah.
I thought I was done with New York, and I considered Charlotte and Atlanta because I still wanted a decent-sized city. But I want it to be warmer, and I want it to be less expensive. That's my hang-up with New York, is cost. It's hard, because it's hard to take out the factor of family, right? And it's also hard to take out the factor of, like, weather and costs and those kinds of things. One of the things that pops into my head is, like, Central Florida and being within driving distance of, like, Disney. And being able to go, like, so I grew up more in San Antonio than you did, 15 minutes from Six Flags. And we had season tickets, and we went to Six Flags like it was our neighborhood pool. You know what I mean? Like, we would just go for an hour because we could, because it was 15 minutes away, and we had season passes. And I love that. And so I feel like an equivalent to that could be, like, living 15 minutes from Disney World and, like, being able to just have season passes and, like, go to Disney whenever the hell I wanted. Like, that would be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
No, but I couldn't deal with the weather. And there's a lot of reasons I don't want to live in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, literally.
I also feel like, though, if I was really taking all the, like, the limits off, there's some abroad places I feel like I would love to settle and, like, live. And Sam always tries to talk me into, like, consider. He's like, let's go live for a year in XYZ. Let's go live in, like, he just wants to...
I mean, when I was in Rome, I was like, I could live here. Yeah. Like, I was like, it's a big city. It's just so different. It's fun. Like, I would get around totally fine there.
Yeah. With all your Italian that you speak.
But I actually... So, I've been doing a lot of Duolingo. Well,
yeah, and French and Italian are very similar.
And
what day are you on? What streak?
30. of Duolingo, and I took like a lot of French in high school, but I am like relearning it right now, and I'm just like so excited to go to Paris, whether no matter who I'm with. Like, I want to do like a whole trip in France and just go to like Nice and Paris, and like I'm kind of like, once I get everything kind of situated, I'm not going anywhere international this year because I realize it's always going to be there.
What happened to London?
I'm going early next year.
Okay.
I'm going to go, well, now I kind of have to figure it out, but I think originally I was thinking April, but I might do like, I don't know, maybe cutting it too close with everything else going on, but.
Cutting it too close to what, Vegas?
No, just like, it's a busy time of year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like work-wise, yeah.
Work-wise and like, just like, yeah. So.
Guys, we're going to Vegas next year.
Yeah. So, I know we've talked about on the podcast, like, Vegas.
That our family is taking. We've been talking about a family vacation to Vegas since Christopher was like.
Mom is not allowed to send the final text until we make the graphic. Until I make the graphic.
Right. The, yeah. Brady Bunch. You should probably remind her of that.
Brady Bunch goes to Vegas.
Because I would.
It's gonna be all of our little faces.
And are you gonna get Lindsay and Sam in there though? Are you not?
What do you mean?
Because the Brady Bunch graphic
only has space for eight. No. I'm not gonna do like the six boxes. I'm gonna do Brady Bunch goes to Vegas
with all of our faces.
And then some. It's gonna say and then some, and then it's gonna be a. I already have the whole vision. It's gonna be the background's gonna be a casino, and it's gonna be all of our little faces like on the. Thanks.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be freaking crazy.
And we're going for my birthday, which that's honestly kind of a bad thing and a good thing because you guys are going to literally hate the fact that I'm going to talk about it's my birthday.
Well, that's sort of the problem. That's why Mom was afraid to tell you. So we're going for Christopher's 21st and Mom's 60th.
But we're also going on my birthday.
We're going on Allie's
that's
actual
not fair.
Birthday.
If they're celebrating those two things and my birthday isn't acknowledged...
We will acknowledge it, but you also have to share it with them because it's
that's
their
trip.
That's
fine to share it, but okay. Like you can't just like...
And we're not going to not acknowledge it, but it's not going to be just about you.
Well, that night is going to be about me. If it is May 22nd, it will be about me.
Okay. And also Christopher and also Mom.
Whatever. Cross that bridge when we get
to it. Okay.
Which room at Hogwarts would you most want to have sex in?
Oh my god, I was wondering where you were going with this. Would you most want to
okay,
have...
no, we're not doing
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's a fun question, though. I have no idea.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know the options.
Okay. If you could ask the other person one question that you've never asked, what would it be?
Holy shit. How many kids do you want?
You've never asked me that?
I don't think so.
I think three.
Okay.
Three or four.
Yeah.
That's probably what I think. But again, I think that's one of those things that just there's so many and like factors.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Like when I was your age, I wanted four.
Here's the thing is the way I think of it is if I had three boys, I'd be like, all right, fuck it. Like I'm done. Like I give up at that point. If I had three girls, like
maybe try one more time.
I think I would. And it's crazy because I would want a girl to be my first, but it's also like, do you see me as a girl mom or a boy mom?
I see you as a girl mom.
Most of my friends say boy mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay, what's your question?
Do you like Chicago better than New York?
Oh, that's a mean question. Yes. I could not afford this house I live in right now in New York.
But like if money wasn't an object, like do you like this city more than you like that city? Not thinking about like place of living, like that whole factor, just like the vibe of the city itself.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think about sometimes how, like, again, like, if you stayed there and you lived there, like, I do think I would be there right now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that I would have gone there for, like, at least some time.
Yeah. I mean, I was there for 10 years. I love New York. And I think if like money was no object and my family would move wherever I was, no, I think I would have wanted to stay there. I mean, there's a lot of amazing things about Chicago, but like, I love New York.
Yeah.
So.
T.
Okay. I feel like we should probably call this before you crack open another one of those and make bad decisions.
Am I not going to crack open another when the camera closes?
Oh, guess we're not done. We can be done recording, but not done drinking. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of an emoji.
How about the red heart emoji?
For Valentine's
Day? For Valentine's and my dating life.
And Allie's dating life.
And
if you want to participate in our questions, comment below with a place that you could see yourself living. That's not where you live now. I would love to hear what your place is.
Oh, a couple of other things before we hop off.
Oh.
One thing being, don't forget, we're going to talk about it every episode. Keep August 9th blocked off for our
live
recording and event in Chicago. And I am newly an affiliate member for this wonderful brand. Guys, this isn't really an ad, but like it's kind of an ad.
It's not an ad. They did not pay us.
Right. But
so not sponsored, not ad.
There's this brand called Neutral Ground, which is like a cute brand that has a lot of like cool, like kind of like coastal vibe, like outfits and stuff like that. And I have a discount code if you guys want to get anything. So you can put it here.
You should also say it for the people that don't watch the video.
Oh, wait. Let me just make sure I know what it is. It is just Allie. A-L-L-Y.
Wow, that's very simple and easy.
Yeah, for 10% off your order. So
fun.
Yeah.
Time to go shopping.
Go shopping. Maybe next time we'll be wearing something from there. We'll see.
I mean, I don't know about next time because are you going to order it and it's going to arrive in the next
week? Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But okay. We'll...
At some point.
We'll report back.
All right. All the things, like and subscribe, review, rate and review really helps. And tell your friends, tell your sisters. And we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
Don't do that.
Found a 53 that sounded.
That was the worst sound. Wait. Let's try this again. I was almost going to tell you this pink drink on my brand new carpet. Just be careful.
What was that great part? Offline, though.
Don't lean that far back. You're, like, not in the camera anymore. Okay, stop.